If you've been reading the sports pages this morning, you'll know that the Detroit Pistons beat the Miami Heat last night, and that in tennis, Mary Pierce beat out top seed Lindsay Davenport in the French Open. If you are not tuned into the world of sports, commentator Frank DeFord has some news for you.
Here's the big news of the week in international sport. Annika Sorenstam of Edina, Minnesota just missed winning yet another LPGA tournament. Ohio's Michael Schumacher, the famous Cincinnati Flash, although mired in his first protracted slump, nevertheless vowed to roar to another Formula One championship. And all Americans were glued to their television sets, anticipating the first big Grand Slam showdown in Paris between the indisputable number one, Roger Federer of Salisbury, Maryland, and Tampa's Rafael Nadal, the glamorous new teenage southpaw phenomenon in the clam digger pants. Well, yeah, that's not quite true. I just fibbed a little. Sorenstam isn't really from Minnesota. She's Swedish. Schumacher is not the Cincinnati Flash. He's as German as strudel and Wiener Schnitzel. Federer is Swiss and Nadal is Spanish. But when they face off later this week in the semifinals of the French Open, most American fans won't look up from the day's baseball box scores to pay any attention. Because if it's foreigners playing sports, even our own favorite sports, it doesn't really count. If there was a position known as U.S. Ambassador to International Sport, John Bolton would be the perfect guy for the job. We Americans, sensitive children of immigrants, are the most parochial sports fans on the globe. Women get all in a fit that Sorenstam doesn't receive the adulation that Tiger Woods does. Listen, ladies, it's not a gender thing. It's a passport thing. Sorenstam speaks perfect English. She lives much of the year in the U.S., and she's been married to an American. Yeah, that and a krona will get her a cup of coffee. Woods, though. Now, his mother may be Thai, and he married a Swede, but he's 100% red, white, and blue. He's ours. Sorenstam is just a nice diversion until that true niece of Uncle Sam, Michelle Wee, gets on tour. How much interest do you think we'll have for the Tour de France next year when our guy Lance isn't riding? Then it'll be just a bunch of nobodies on stupid two-wheelers. The rest of the world loves Formula One, but not good enough for us. We may all ourselves drive Toyotas and Volvos and Beamers, but by God, when we go to see cars race, we want to see American cars driven by American drivers. Federer may play the most beautiful game of tennis ever seen on a court. Nadal may be a reincarnation of Connors and McEnroe rolled into one. What a rivalry they promise, the best in men's tennis in 30 years. But hey, they're a couple of no-names from old Europe. Click, who do you like in the Vegas All-American Poker Tournament?
That's the All-American commentary of Frank DeFord. His newest book is The Old Ball Game, about baseball in America at the start of the 20th century. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut, in the United States.